Monte Carian Landscaping.
Hi, this is Joyce calling for Local Splash. Can I speak with Jeremy?
This is he.
Hi, Jeremy. We have received your message through chat regarding getting rid of the tracking number. Before we proceed with your request to remove the call tracking, I'd like to understand the reason why you would like to remove it.
Well, I'm getting leads on my app, and I can't contact none of them back through the app. And it's giving me false numbers for the customers, and it's giving me false numbers for them to contact me. And it's been a hassle. My local leads, I've had some of them on here that I've tried to call back. It's just going to a dial-up or something's not right. So I'd like to get rid of all of that. I want them to contact my actual phone number, and I'd like for them to put their phone number up so I can contact them through that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand your concern, Jeremy, and I do apologize that, you know, you encountered such experience with the app. I just wanted to share that call tracking is very useful because it allows us to track, filter, and monitor the campaign performance. And, it helps us as well to see which ads are driving calls, can measure the lead quality, and also make better decisions to optimize your results, and it's easier as well for our team to, you know, review those calls and block, okay, or mark us or list it as block if necessary, so we can avoid getting those kinds of calls in the future, or we can lessen getting those kinds of spam calls in the future. So if we promote your phone number, it will be very difficult for us to track and see if our campaign is performing very well.
I'm just having the problem with it's giving me local leads, especially leads through my Facebook, mm-hmm. where they're contacting me through the ads or something that you guys created for me. Mm-hmm. They're trying to contact me, and I'm not getting anything from them. And then when I go to my local Splash website thing here, the admin site, mm-hmm. I get a phone number, but it's not their phone number, and I can't contact them back. So I'm having trouble keeping up with any kind of leads.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only problem here, is I'm not able to get in contact with the leads that this website's saying I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, So, like, for example, you got, like, 10 leads. Out of those 10 leads, how many leads you're having problems in contact with?
Well, so far it's been every single one of them. I don't think I've actually Jeffrey Dodge, I did have that, but I think that was through a different site, and I didn't go through my website. So at least the last 10 leads I've tried to contact back. Some of them leave their email address.
Okay.
The other ones are through Facebook, and I don't have no way of contacting them except for calling their phone number. And when I call their phone number, it's not actually their phone number. So that part has given me trouble.
Okay, I see. Yeah, as for the Facebook ads, Jeremy, we did set up the call to action form fill. Okay, so usually if they're interested to book for your service, they will just fill up the form, leave their information, and then as soon as you, that information will be sent to you, and then you'll have to contact them. But since what you said that, you know, they provide like wrong phone number information, and it's not possible for you to get a hold of them, we can change the call to action to calls. So that way, they just click on that call button and receive their call instead of you calling them back as soon as you get their information through the form.
Right. Through the website, it go to my leads. Like the last one here was a Pam AG. I tried to contact that person back, and it ended up, I guess, not being the right person. That was just one of them. There was another that was a wireless caller I didn't get. There's a Carl. I emailed that one back. He left an address, phone number, and his email. I tried to call it, but it wouldn't go to their phone or any phone for that fact. It just went to like a dial-up, and then I went to their email and just left them an email. I've not heard nothing back from them. That one was actually, I think that one was through the my actual website. Now there's another on here. A lot of them were through Facebook. I'm not getting none of the Facebooks. I can't get in contact with none of the people that see me through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of the leads on Facebook are reachable. Okay, yeah, let's change first, okay, the call to action, the calls, and see how it goes. And also, as for the callback, you were using the app, right, to...
Yes.
Yeah, and like, what was your experience when you contact them back using the app? Like,
sometimes it's a ring, sometimes it's nothing. Like, it's just like the phone number is no longer there. It's like it's ringing to nothing. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like it's straight to, not really straight to a voicemail, but it's almost like the number doesn't exist kind of deal.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I will try to take a look into this, Jeremy. Okay, and as for the call forwarding, yeah, I'll check that as well. Because as much as possible, we wanted you to answer the calls with no problem, right? Because because if the client cannot reach you, there is a high possibility that they will contact the other company, and so we don't want that to happen. So I'll have our team further check this for me, okay, to see if there is like an underlying issues, and I'll get back to you with updates.
Okay, that'll work. Now, if I gave permission, can y'all track through my phone number instead of using this 276-225-6615? If I gave permission to use my phone number for that, because it kind of hurts my Google accounts too, because they're getting one number and I'm advertising my number on other websites, so it's kind of giving them two different phone numbers. And I'd like to use just the one phone number to make sure that one phone number is out there for sure.
Yes, I do agree with you on that, Jeremy, because, Google pulls up information from the website, so it's very important that we use the same number all across the listings. So, if you don't want to use the call tracking anymore, we can promote your phone number, but then again, we won't be able to track or filter the calls for you.
Okay. For the time being, I would like to go ahead and switch that and just use my business number. If I start to have problems out of it, then I will get in contact with you again. Or when you contact me back, we'll go from there.
Okay.
And see about putting that tracking number back.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and what is your business phone number again? Is it the 2973 number? Or
no, that is my personal number. My business number is the 0405.
0405. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so I'll check this with the team first, okay, and get back to you later today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome, Jeremy. Well, aside from this, do you have any other questions or any concerns about the account?
So far, no, I'm good. But I did notice I had a call today from it was about putting me on a program for, like, Bixby and all the voice-activated search engines. They were showing that I wasn't showing up on any of the, major websites for Google, and I wasn't being shown very well. So I don't know what's going on there. I think the only thing that it had on there was a Yelp page, and I think I'm supposed to be through quite a few different websites, like Apple Maps and Doodasite, and there was Facebook and stuff like that, and I didn't show up on none of those other than the Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that thing? Let me look it up real quick.
Okay.
It was through a Scandal ranker, I guess, where it's ranking me through every website through Google.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the Facebook account and stuff added onto my website here with you guys, so I was confused on why I wasn't showing up on any of those. So there may be a problem there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's weird that, you know, they can pull up the, you know, how your business is doing using that, you know, scan ranker tool. Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Yeah, they must be competitor, you know, just try to convince you to sign up with them. But actually, before contacting you today, Jeremy, I did check your business ranking on Google, and you're actually ranking in the top 3 spot on the first page of the Google search. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was doing that, but when I went like 5 to 10 miles down the road, I wasn't showing up on that at all. Like, I wasn't even in the top 10. If I went, you know, I don't know, 5 to 10 miles down the road. And I think with the local splash, I do have it set up to a 35-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the problem that they were pointing out to me is, like, say, not far from me. I think it was about 10 to 15 miles down the road from me. I wasn't showing up on the list at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my problem because I'm missing a lot of business because of that, too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we can definitely expand your service areas here, okay, so that we could appear on those locations as well. Like you said, let me just go back.
Yeah, I think I should be on with a 35-mile radius on the Google search engine thing that I had set up with you guys. So I don't know. Let's see if I can even see for that.
Mm-hmm. Within 35-mile radius. So currently, we're targeting to show up in Land, Bluefield, Princeton, Rocky Gap, Taz or Tazewell, Welch, and
yeah,
then
Welch, Whiffle.
Mm-hmm. With Steel.
Yeah, like the Princeton town of West Virginia there, I don't show up on that page at all. When I went out that area and was looking for my page, I didn't show up on that.
Okay. Well, the ranking of the results, Jeremy, will depend on the Google algorithm. We also have to consider the competition, in that area. So if there is a heavy competition, it may be difficult for us to, get to the desired spot. Okay. So what we can, do right now, I check your Google business profile. We have 2 good Google reviews there. I can recommend, for you to continue gathering, okay, more positive reviews to further, to help further elevate the ranking. And I'll also request to our team to increase the volume of content to your Google profile. And also, we can highlight the underperforming services, okay, or the locations where we're not, like, really showing up that much. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see photos. Yeah, for photos, if you have new pictures of your actual work that you can share with us, please do upload it directly to the dashboard so that way, you know, you can maintain the quality of the picture.
Okay.
Those photos, yeah, will be useful for our for the content and also the optimization for it.
Okay, so when I'm doing that, I'll go to the, to the business info and just start adding more pictures, right?
Yes, that is correct.
To the media content?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I can do that. I've got quite a few, but a lot of my stuff is videos, so it'll just have to be, just pictures here and there.
Okay. All right. And also for the reviews, I'm not sure if you have noticed already, there is a reviews tab in your dashboard. It's easier to request reviews now. You just simply go to the reviews, then click request review. You type in your happy client's name, phone number, or email. Yeah. And just send
okay,
requests.
Okay, so I can send out reviews. Okay, I didn't know I could do that. So I could definitely get a lot more reviews than what I've got now. So. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's easier because, yeah, they will receive a message, something like, thanks for being a loyal customer. Will you take a few minutes to leave a review in Google? Then, yeah, there will be like a link of your Google business. Yeah, things like that one. Yeah, they will be redirected to your Google listing and able to publish the review.
Okay. Yeah, that will help me out tremendously on the review part. Okay.
Yes. Yep. All right. So, yeah, anything else you need help with, Jeremy?
Other than the phone number thing, we're good right now. That and trying to get this radius thing taken care of because, like I said, I don't show up in print and stuff. So we'll try to get that figured out too.
Yes, yes, Jeremy. Yeah, I'll further review the account here, okay? And, yeah, we'll do the update. Also, yeah, call tracking. Yeah, I'm communicating now the call tracking with our technical team. So, yeah, we'll continue to work on your account here. If you have additional concerns, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time, Jeremy. You have a good one. And
thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.